Good morning. It's so lovely to see so many of you dressed up, and I hope that by the time we're done with our story, we're going to have lots of you up here creating the scene for us. So I wonder if you've heard this story before. I'm just going to get right into it. There was a young girl who was engaged to a man named Joseph. Joseph was the great, 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 great grandson of King David. One morning, this girl was minding her own business when suddenly a great warrior of light appeared right there in her bedroom. He was Gabriel, and he was an angel, a special messenger from heaven. When she saw the tall, shining man standing there, Mary was frightened. "You don't need to be scared," Gabriel said. "God is very happy with you." Mary looked around to see if perhaps he was talking to someone else. "Mary," Gabriel said, and he laughed with such gladness that Mary's eyes filled with sudden tears. "Mary, you're going to have a baby boy, a little boy. You will call him Jesus. He is God's own son. He is the one. He is the rescuer. The God who flung the planets into space and made the universe with just one word, the one who could do anything at all, was making himself small and coming down as a baby. Wait, a baby? God was sending a baby to rescue the world? But it's too wonderful," Mary said, and felt her heart beating hard. "How can it be true? Is anything too wonderful for God?" Gabriel said. So Mary trusted God more than her eyes could see, and she believed. "I am God's servant," she said. "Whatever God says, I will do." Sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was almost ready to have her baby. But now, Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, to the town King David was from. But when they reached the little town, they found every room was full. Every bed was taken. "Go away," the innkeepers told them. "There isn't any space for you." Where would they stay? Soon Mary's baby would come. They couldn't find anywhere except an old tumble-down stable, that one over there. So they stayed where the cows and the donkeys and the horses stayed.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a manger.
Thank you, Alicia. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us. But of course, he had. And there he lay in the stable amongst the chickens and the donkeys and the cows in the quiet of the night. Now, I think that Mary and Joseph look a little bit lonely up there, don't you? I wonder if we have any animals that would like to come and join us as we sing our next carol. Come, all the sheeps, cows, donkeys, and any other animals that we have out there. Let's stand and sing Away in a Manger. That same night, in amongst the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. Of all the stars in the dark, vaulted heaven, this one shone clearer. It blazed in the night sky and made the other stars look pale. God put it above where his baby son was born, to be like a spotlight shining on him, lighting up the darkness, showing people the way to him. You see, God was like a new daddy. He couldn't keep the good news to himself. He had been waiting all these years for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone. He didn't stop there. Next, he sent a choir of angels to sing a happy song into the world. "He's here, he's come. Go and see him, my little boy." Now, where do you think he sent this special choir? To a big concert hall, maybe? Or a palace, perhaps? No. God sent his angels to a little hillside outside of a little town in the middle of the night. He sent them to a raggedy bunch of shepherds, just quietly watching their sheep. In those days, people used to laugh at shepherds and call them names. But God must have thought that shepherds were very, very important people indeed, because they were the ones he chose to tell the good news to first. Magnus and Jonathan, would you like to join me for our readings?
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news that will be a great joy to all the people. Today your Savior was born in the town of David. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a manger."
Thank you. A bit closer.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Good job, well done. Now I wonder how lovely it would be if our scene up here could be filled with all of our angels. So if you are, I see some lovely sparkly angels down there ready to move forward. Please do sit. Now, as quickly as those angels appeared to the shepherds, they left. And the shepherds stamped out their fires, left their sheep, raced down the grassy hill, through the gates of Bethlehem, down narrow cobbled streets, through a courtyard, down some steps, past an inn, round a corner, through a hedge, until at last they reached the tumble-down stable. They caught their breath. They quietly tiptoed inside and knelt on the dirty floor. They had heard about this promised child, and now he was here, heaven's son. Now I wonder if we have any shepherds just as eager as those in our story. As we sing our next carol, would you like to make your way down and join the scene on the stage? Now far away, in the east, three clever and very wise men saw the very same star. The star that God had put in the sky when Jesus was born. They knew it was a sign. A baby king had been born. At dawn, they packed their camels and wrapped gifts for the baby. They brought their most precious treasures of all, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. They rode their camels across endless deserts, up steep mountains, down into deep, deep valleys, through raging rivers, over grassy plains, until at last they reached Jerusalem. It was the most important city for miles. That's where the palace and King Herod was, and they were sure to find the baby there. But King Herod didn't know anything about the new baby king and was quite cross at the sound of a new king being born. Toby, would you come and give us our next reading?
After they had talked to the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. When they opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, Toby. Oh, wow. Look at the back of the room. What do I see? A star. Is that a star? I think I see a very shiny star. Oh my goodness, I wonder if there are any kings out there. This might be the star that you need to follow. During our next carol, any dressed as kings, follow the star to the front of the stage. Thank you, if you can take your seats. So, with 10 days left, yes, no panic, 10 days left until Christmas, our plans must be well underway by now. Many choices have been made, but I'm sure there's many choices left to make. And I'm certain that this is the busiest time of year for making choices. Like, where are we going to spend Christmas this year? That conversation started in about June for us. What shall we buy Uncle Bob, who has everything? And shall we go for a real Christmas tree this year or get an artificial one? And one of my biggest ones this year, this Christmas so far, was who should I vote for in the general election? But I'm sure you would all agree that choices consume our thinking a lot of the time. And it is what makes us human after all. We have been given the gift of freedom to choose, and it is a great gift. And at the heart of this busy time, we notice that God has sent his son as a gift to us all. But what might our response be today towards this great gift? I think that there have been many clues set aside for us during the service today, and let's take a little bit of a closer look and see what we can find. So at the start of the service, whilst the stage was empty, an important choice lingered in the air without us even noticing. Hope. Hope. Hope that enough children will turn up today and enjoy being here. Hope that there wouldn't be any tears. But you know, also hope entered the world a long time ago, 700 years before Jesus was even born. Hope through the prophecy that Isaiah made, that Jesus, the Savior, would be born. Hope is a feeling of trust and expectation. Choosing hope in our most challenging moments brings us the opportunity of light entering into the situation, and it keeps us moving forward. Choose hope. The next choice is one of love. Now, looking at Mary, she chose and recognized this gift of love from God. It was fulfillment of the prophecy. But she did have the choice to make to say, do I accept this call on my life? And she did, because she loved God with all her heart. Joseph also chose love. And he accepted Jesus as his own son and looked after Mary in everything. Choosing agape love moves us into unconditional love and action. It is more about others and less about us. This love can move mountains. It's this love that God showed us, and it's this love that he asks us to show others. Another choice that I think is evident here on the stage for us today is one of joy. Oh, but it's slightly this side of the stage. The third Advent candle is one of John the Baptist. He's brought a little joy to our life today, hasn't he? Now, John's mother and father couldn't conceive a child, and they spent many years hoping and having their hopes dashed. And they'd almost given up hope when they were told that they were going to have a baby. They were overjoyed. And it says in the Bible that when John was inside of his mummy's tummy and he met baby Jesus inside of Mary's tummy, John, the baby, unbirthed yet, jumped for joy. And that was so exciting to see. Choosing joy in all we face helps us to recognize who Jesus is and that he is sovereign over all. The angels led our next choice, peace. Actively choosing peace in times of adversity, where we feel justified to be angry, transforms situations. Aggression breeds aggression. But peace breeds peace. Choosing to respond peacefully as God did by sending Jesus as Savior in the gentlest of forms as a baby sent the most important message of peace to us all. The world needed a warrior. Our all-powerful God chose a peaceful response and encourages us to do the same. Finally, the greatest choice we can make in our lives is to accept the gift that God has given us through Jesus. Choosing Jesus changes our lives forever. And the ripple effect to those around us is enormous. Jesus brings hope, love, joy, and peace and into everything that is turbulent in our lives at times. I wonder how differently we would make choices if we fixed our eyes firmly on Jesus, not just at this time of year, but all year. A favorite song of mine comes to mind, and it says this: turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. My hope today is that we turn our eyes on Jesus. Why? Well, because we all need a savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." We're going to take a moment now to pray. Two of our young people are going to come forward and do that with us. And then after that, we're going to sing The Angels Knew. If you would like to know more about this Jesus, then in January, we are running 2 Alpha courses, and ask the team at the back, and you can find out more about how to be involved in that. But right now, we're just going to pray.
Lord Jesus, you came in the silence of night, an extraordinary gift to ordinary people. What good news and joy the selfless act brought to our world. Your birth draws us to kneel in wonder at how heaven touched earth at Christmas night. Help us to see the wonderful things you are doing in the ordinary experiences of our lives. We pray for the people who do not yet know about you. May your light shine brightly this Christmas time so that all the world will know your love and peace. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings we have in our lives as we enjoy this Christmas season, especially the giving and receiving of gifts. May we remember those who don't have as much as us. We pray for children and families that are facing difficult situations this Christmas, and for those who may be without loved ones. May you provide for all that they need. In your name we pray. Amen.